بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الحدي حدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار I seek the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the cursed devil. With the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, it is Allah whom we ask for his help, we ask for his forgiveness. We know that whomever Allah guides, no one can lead astray. And whomsoever Allah leads astray or allows to be led astray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there was only one God worthy of being worshipped, and this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and slave servant. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the privilege of being here today for Salatul Jumu'ah and remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gives us both the will and the ability to be here for Salatul Jumu'ah. There are individuals who had the will to be here, but they didn't have the ability. And there are individuals who had the ability, but didn't necessarily have the will. So we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this privilege of being here today for Salatul Jumu'ah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he asks us a very important question in the Quran. And this question is something for us to ponder upon. Allah Azza wa Jalla says in his book, يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانُ مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ يَا أَيُّهَا الْإِنسَانُ مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ O mankind, what has deceived you? What has deluded you? What has seduced you away from your Lord, the Most Generous? And this is a question that we have to all pose to ourselves. And Allah, he uses very important language in this particular question, as he uses the word ghurra. And ghurra is what? It means to deceive, to delude, to dazzle. What has dazzled you? What is that beautiful that it has led you, it has distracted you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And Allah, he says in another ayat of Quran, وَمَا الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ He says that, what is the life of this world but enjoyment, deceiving enjoyment? And Allah, he uses this word, غَيْن and wa, مُشَدِّد, where Allah, he says, الْغُرُور, he describes the world as الْغُرُور, as deceiving, an object of deception. An object that has the ability to delude, to deceive you and dazzle you. And he says, Mata'a. This is amusement and this is enjoyment. But this is a deceiving enjoyment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he makes it clear the reality of this enjoyment. As Allah says in the Quran, Inna ja'alna ma'ala al-ardi zinatan laha linabluwahum ayyuhum ahsanu amala. He says, we have made that which is on earth as a glittering show, in order that we may test them as to which of them are best in conduct. So Allah says, Mata'ul Ghurur, that this is a deceptive enjoyment. This is also zina. This is, it's beautified for you to test you. It's beautified for you. And what is beautified for you? What is so beautiful in this particular life? Allah explains in the Quran, Zuyina linnasi hubbu shahawat. He says that beautified for men is the love of the things that they desire. The love that of the things that we desire are beautiful in this particular world. And Allah, He names six things. The first thing He says, minan nisa, women. Women. What do men in this particular world do for women out of the love of women? And if we look at this world, they advertise products with women. Women are used to sell products. They use to prostitute their body. Perhaps the number one industry on the internet has been pornography, exploiting women. And men go through countless extent for what? The love of women. Then also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions wal-baneen. And another thing is children. We fall in love with children in this particular life. In this particular life, children are beautified for us. For me, I love my daughter. Many of us love our children to the point that we spoil our children. And all of these things are good. Nothing wrong with the human being, women and children. But if the love becomes too intense, it has the ability to distract and to destroy. Also, Allah mentions وَالْقَنَاطِرَةِ مِنَ الذَّهَبِ وَالْفِدَّةِ. He mentions hoards of gold and silver, which is wealth. All of us, we perhaps want $1 million, and it's not haram to have $1 million. It's not haram to have wealth, but when your love for this wealth has distracted you, it can destroy you. And also Allah mentions wal-khaylul musawwamah. He mentions branded beautiful horses. And we can translate this in this day and time as our vehicles. Men, they would collect horses and they would use them for good, for battle. This has been used by the Muslims for battle, but it has also destroyed the hearts of the people when they fall in love with these things, and it distracts them from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah also mentions as the fifth thing, an'am. An'am is what? Cows and cattle. This, we use cattle for its milk, for its trade, for its skin. And there are good things that come out of cattle, but if we fall too in love with these things, it has the ability to distract and destroy us. And Allah mentions the sixth thing, which is wal-harth. Harth is what? Tilled, well-tilled land. We all want land, and nothing wrong with having land. But when we fall in love with these things and we forget to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it becomes problematic. So are these things haram? These things are not haram. If we look at the history of the Muslims, and we look at Abdurrahman ibn Auf, and he was the equivalent to a Muslim Bill Gates. He had wealth, and it's estimated when he passed away, he left over 120 million dinars for his family to inherit. Nothing haram about having wealth. If we look at poverty, poverty is called, it's akin to kufr. Umar ibn al-Khattab, he said if poverty was a man, he would choke that man. Ali ibn Abi Talib, he said if poverty was a man, he would slay that man. So poverty is nothing that we should strive about being poor. But the wealth, we have to be careful of falling in love with wealth. It's not haram until what? Your love becomes intense for that wealth. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, وَإِنَّهُ لِحُبِّ الْخَيْرِ لَشَدِيدٌ. He said, and barely he is intense in his love for wealth. He becomes violent in his love for wealth. And there's a sign, there's various signs when your love becomes violent for wealth and intense for wealth. When you would do anything for wealth, you would lie, you would cheat, you would lie on contracts, you would cheat on contracts, you will steal for that wealth. you will neglect your salah for that wealth. Many people, if you ask them, why weren't you at Salatul Jumu'ah? Many people said, brother, I had to work. I had other things going on. And this is for us. Do not allow your love for these things to become shadid, to become intensified to where they distract you. As the Prophet ﷺ, he gave us the reality. He says, Yaqulul Abd. He says, the servant will holler out, will say, Mali, Mali, my money, my money. Wa inna malahu min malihi thalath. And the Prophet ﷺ, he said, only three things come out of this wealth, and he's screaming for this wealth. And the first thing he mentions, he says, Ma akala fa athna. Ma akala fa athna. He says he eats, he spends his money on food, he eats it, and then it's gone. Wallahi, I buy groceries at the beginning of the week, and the only sign of that money that existed is on my stomach. It's on my belly. And we look at the Prophet ﷺ, he also said, Aulabisa fa abla. What you wear, you spend on these clothing and it gets worn out. This is where your money goes. You spend on clothing and it gets worn out. The third thing that the Prophet ﷺ, that he mentioned, Al-tasaddaqa fa'amda. The money that you spend, that you give out, and it's gone. It's gone. And the Prophet ﷺ, he mentions, he says, وَمَا سِوَى ذَلِكَ فَذَاهِبٌ وَتَارِكُهُ لِلنَّاسِ. He says clearly, he said, then the rest of that wealth, everything else after that, other than the wealth that you spent on your food, on your clothing, and that you gave as sadaqah, it will go away and it will fall into the hands of the people. So when our love becomes shadeed, and also the Prophet Allah, he mentions in the Quran, when you gather this wealth, al-hakum al-takathur, and this gathering this wealth distracts you. When it distracts you, it becomes problematic. Takathur, it means the piling up of goods. The piling up of goods. How we chase these goods. How when the new iPhone comes out, we wait in line for hours and we compete with others in order to grab onto these goods. How we compete for these goods, for cars, for homes. If it distracts you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it becomes problematic. Because the only thing that stops it says, Hatta zurtumul maqabir. When you enter into the grave, then it stops. And we have to look at the reality as Allah says in the Quran, اعلموا حياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتفاخر في الأموال والأولاد. Allah says in the Quran, اعلموا, know that the life of this world is what? لعب. Is playing. When we think about the word laib, this is like children playing. Laibun wa lahun. Lahun is what? When you're amused by something, when you take part. Many of us, we have our favorite basketball team. And for me, going into barbershops, they refer to LeBron James and Kobe Bryant. They refer to them as haq, as the truth. Did you see so-and-so score 30 points last night? He is al-haq. He is the truth. Many people, we fall in love with our team, our favorite teams, to the point to where we start saying, we won. That's my team. And when you pass away at your Salatul Janazah, none of these team players of yours will be present. None of these individuals will be present. When you have to pay your bills, these individuals will not be present. But they're our team, they're my team. This is lahum wazina, beautifying. This word is beautiful and it's a declaration as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He loves beauty. He loves beauty. Nothing wrong with beauty. But when it's able to distract you from the remembrance of Allah. وَتَفَاخُرُونَ بَيْنَكُمْ وَتَفَاخُرُونَ بَيْنَكُمْ. When you're mutually bragging amongst yourselves. And how do we do it with each other? Many of us wouldn't be caught dead in the Hyundai. We wouldn't be caught dead in the Hyundai. Because تَفَاخُرُونَ بَيْنَكُمْ. We love to boast and brag amongst each other over what we have. And the Prophet Allah, he said that this is what this life, what the kathurun fil amwali wal awlad, and gathering wealth and gathering children can distract you. And we have to look at the reality of it as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us the reality. كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ أَعْجَبَ الْكُفَّارَ نَبَاتُ He says, the example of this life is غَيْث. It's like the rain that comes down. كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ أَعْجَبَ الْكُفَّارَ نَبَاتُ And the kuffar, the farmer, becomes impressed by his crops because of the growth that it received because of the rain. ثُمَّ يَهِينُ فَتَرَاهُ مُصْفَرًّا He says what? Then it becomes dry and it turns yellow. ثُمَّ يَكُونُ حُطَامًا Then it turns into straw. The farmer's impressed by the growth of it. Then he watches his crops. He's amazed by his crops. Then it becomes yellow. Then it becomes straw. This is the reality of this world that is temporary. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Inna ma ta'ama ibni Adam duriba lid-dunya matamran bima kharaja min ibni Adam wa in qazahu wa malahu fandur ma yasiru ilayh." He says, the life of this dunya, the life of this world is like the example of the food of the son of Adam. How the son of Adam, he gathers his food, he cooks it, and he seasons it, and he beautifies it, and it's on his table. And he says, look at the end result of that food, how it comes out as waste, how it comes out as waste. So this life is temporary. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, put your finger in the ocean. It's as if you're putting your finger in the ocean and you remove your finger and look at what you left back, what you left behind this ocean. This amounts to the hereafter. But what you have gathered on your finger, this is like the wealth and the things of this particular life is nothing in compared to the next life. بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبَقَى Nay, you prefer the life of this world, although the hereafter is better and more lasting. Brothers and sisters, don't let anything come in between your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's nothing that important. The wealth that you gather, the cars that you have, the home that you have, do not allow these things to distract you from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Allah hu al-haq. Allah is the reality. He is the only reality. While these other things are very temporary, and you will be questioned about these things. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that one day he walked out and he saw Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, and he saw Umar bin al-Khattab, and he asked him, why are you all sitting here? And they said, we are here by the one whose hands have sent you. We are here because of our hunger. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, I too am here because of my hunger. And they went and they proceeded to a home owned by one of the Ansar. And this home had a woman, his wife, and the individual had left the home. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he went to the woman. He said, where is so-and-so? And she said, so-and-so went to retrieve some food and some water, something to drink for you all. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Umar bin al-Khattab and Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, they went and proceeded into this gentleman's home. And the gentleman came back with dates. He came back with dates in order for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to pick from the dates. And he came back with an animal to slaughter. And they began to eat. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he gathered their attention. He said, you will be questioned about this. You will be questioned about all of your delights. You will be questioned. And we have to question ourselves before we are called into a question. Don't let anything get in the way of your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these goods we're going to be questioned about. Keep strong your relationship with Allah. رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا سَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ سَنَةً وَفِي عَذَابِ النَّارِ رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَهَبْ لَنَا مِن لَّدُنكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنتَ الْوَهَّابُ Inshallah, let's come forward, inshallah, for the brothers and sisters who may be coming in late. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خير المرسلين محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد recorded in Bukhari. This was narrated by Ibrahim radiallahu anhu. He mentioned that once a male was brought to Abdurrahman ibn Auf. And Abdurrahman ibn Auf, he was fasting. And this male was brought before him to break his fast. And he looked at this male, and he remembered back on Mus'ab ibn Umair. Mus'ab ibn Umair, he said, this individual is better than me. He died as a martyr in the eyes of Allah, and he what? He died with the burda, and this burda was only, when you pulled it over his head, it uncovered his feet, and when you pulled it over his feet, it uncovered his head. And he looked back on the life of Mus'ab ibn Umair. Then he mentioned Hamza. He said, Hamza, perhaps Hamza is better than me. He died a martyr. He didn't have nothing, but he died a martyr. And he said, this individual, he sacrificed everything. And he said, now we are in the days when Allah has bestowed on us wealth, and we have wealth in abundance nowadays. And he looked at his meal, and he began to weep, thinking about some of the individuals who had sacrificed, some of the individuals who were poor and who died with not much. And we have to always, in the midst of us having something, forget the complaining. Forget the complaining. We have more than what perhaps many individuals do not have. If you want to appreciate what you have, always look to those who have less than you, not to those who have more than you, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, this, you will begin to belittle your blessings that you have. Always look at the people who are suffering from hunger around the world, so you can be grateful of what you have. Complain less. Work hard to strive to get what you can in this particular life. But don't allow these things to distract you from the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may Allah make us of those who remember Him much. May Allah make us of those who remember Him before our own material needs and our desires. May Allah make us of those who have placed those in secondary as when it comes to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't allow nothing to allow you to miss Salatul Jumu'ah. Don't allow nothing to distract you from Salat. When you are at work, make Salat. Don't delay your Salat for material. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides you with that. And may Allah give us good in this life and good in the hereafter, and protect us from the torment of the grave. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. وأقم الصلاة.